and I don't recognize the number that typically don't answer, so I didn't know, I didn't recognize that area code, so I just went ahead and then I listened to your message. And so anyway, I'm here now on my phone, so I'll just do it by over the phone, if that works for you.
That's perfectly fine. I appreciate it, and I apologize for the difficulties. So I guess we're good to go. Everybody's here and online. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-058 regarding Mr. Roberto Hernandez. The time is now 10:14 on December 7th of 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and get started around the table here with
Eric Perry, investigator.
Thank you.
Orlean Loer, investigations manager.
Thanks.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Greg Thank you.
Felton, structural engineer.
Thank you, sir.
John Joseph Proska, structural engineer, EAC member.
Thank you.
Casey Hutchinson, assistant attorney general, board counsel.
Thank you. Mr. Cacavalli?
Yes, Sal Cacavalli. Structural engineer.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hernandez?
My name is Roberto Hernandez, and I'm with Giraffe Your Dreams.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Gervasio?
Joe Gervasio, structural engineer, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. A few quick reminders before moving forward with the meeting. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important so when we go back to review the recording, we can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, all cell phones will need to be either be turned off or put on silent mode. In fact, I better double check mine. Okay. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 2nd of 2022 related to a residential design project in Glendale, Arizona, on or about November 4th of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask all committee members if they have done so and feel comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward. Mr. Cacavalli?
Yes, I'm comfortable going forward.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Proska?
Yes, I'm comfortable going forward.
Thank you. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Gervasio?
Yes, I'm comfortable going forward.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, generally they would be conducted starting with a ledger. However, the alleger in this case has already indicated that she will not be attending. So we'll be going straight to interview with respondent. After respondent's interview is concluded, we'll need to have him get offline for the remainder of the meeting, and then we can call him back during the ending open session. At this time, I would like to call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, if you please announce your name prior to your motion. So if I get a motion from an EAC member to move into executive session, that would be great. Thank you, Mr. Great. Felton. Can I get a second?
John Joseph Proska, second.
Go.
Thank you. And we'll do a quick roll call vote. And this is, again, this is just to move into executive session to move forward with interviews. Mr. Cacavalli?
I'm sorry, it was a little bit garbled. Can you repeat that for me, please?
Oh, no problem. We're just taking a roll call vote to yay or nay to move into executive session to move forward with interviews.
Yay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Prozga?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Felton?
Yes.
And Mr. Gervasio?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move open session. It's now 10:20.